good, choir. That was really good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That was really good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
That's a word from the Lord. You turn your Bibles with me just for a short while to the Gospel, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. Apostles chapter 20. And when you get there, I will be shining a sermonic spotlight on verses 19 through 24. And let us pray. Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you, Father, as once again another time that we stand behind this holy roster. Father, got to hear a little bit from you. Father God, we are unable to teach it or preach it by ourselves.
Yes,
Father, we are unable to understand it clearly without your help. So we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his teaching, preaching, and gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, drawing back the drapes of misunderstanding. Father God, make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, we can't understand it without you. We're weak, you're strong, and you know all and see all, and you're all wise. So, Father God, we need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Allow your word to fall on good ground right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Allow me to sit back and watch you teach your people right now in the name of Jesus. Allow me to use my lips to speak what you want spoken.
Yes, Lord.
Allow my actions to mimic what you want done right now in the name of Jesus. I submit myself unto you.
Yes.
Father God, have your way in this place.
Have your way,
have your way in this place, oh Father God.
Yes.
Father God, we need a word from you.
Yes.
And without a word from you, what would we do?
Yes, Lord.
Without a word from you, what would we do?
Yes.
We need you, oh Father.
Yes.
God. Look beyond our faults right now.
Yes, God.
And see our needs.
Yes.
Bless your people right now.
Yes.
Pour into their life right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Just like you said you would. Do it just like you said you would. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, beginning at the 19th verse. And if you're not there, when you get there, you'll find these words. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. But I showed you, have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost witness it in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself,
yes,
so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I want to put a tag just for a short while to preach into your hearing today. I'm a survivor.
All right.
Let me take this season in the presence of the Lord. I'm a survivor. Paul was called Saul before his conversion and missionary journeys.
Yes.
He was the most prominent apostle in the early church due to his effectiveness in starting so many churches.
Wow.
Paul was from Tarsus of Cilicia and was born into a well-to-do home. as a rabbi, Paul studied under the foremost teacher, Gamaliel. Paul's primary attribute, however, was not his education, watch me now, but his zeal, his enthusiasm,
yes,
which was much as part of his life before his conversion as afterward.
All right. Yeah.
It was on the Damascus Road he had an encounter with Christ.
All right. Yes.
And God graciously saved him.
Yes.
After this divine transformation, Paul was not afraid of what he would lose by knowing and serving Christ.
Come on now.
He realized it was only through believing in Jesus as Savior and serving him as Lord that he would gain anything worthwhile or lasting. Paul had at times been beaten and persecuted for his faith.
Yes.
In this text, penned by the Apostle Paul himself, he is talking to the elders at the church of Ephesus. And he is telling them of all he had to go through in the ministry. Pastor Paul, share some stuff with him now.
Yes,
he is now on his way to Jerusalem. And everywhere he goes, the Spirit of the Lord is telling him bonds and afflictions await him in Jerusalem.
Wow.
Bonds mean that affliction, mean that you're going to be, strongholds wait you.
Yes.
Afflictions mean you're going to be persecuted.
Come on now.
In every city on your way to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Paul tells them, these things do not bother me. What makes a soldier of the cross, after being warned by the Holy Ghost of trials, tribulations, afflictions, and bonds, what makes him proclaim, Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Y'all ain't hearing me. And the ministry which I receive in the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I want to testify to you that if you will look back, church, reflect, push forward through the pain, you're predestined to be a survivor.
All right.
I say it again. Y'all don't think y'all heard that. If you will look back, reflect, push forward through the pain, you're predestined to be a survivor.
I gotta
give some foundation. You know, Pastor, I gotta teach this thing. Look at here. Reflect. What does it mean to reflect? Sister Thomas, reflect means to think quietly and calmly.
All right.
Romans 8, 28. What you thinking about? Oh, yeah. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together.
All right.
Forgive that them that love God.
Yes.
To them who are the called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Yes.
You got to sit down and reflect.
Wow.
Don't get yourself all stressed out.
Yes.
Reflect on the word of God and his promises.
Yes.
Romans 8 and 29 say, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. That he might be the firstborn of our many brethren. Said, Clark, you don't look like me right now. But I foreknow you before you was in the belly.
Yeah.
And I predestined you to be like me, look like me, and talk like me.
Yeah.
I know you're going through some stuff now, but if you just push through the pain you can drink, you'll know that you're going to be a survivor.
Wow.
Reflect on what I done told you.
Yeah.
Come here, Elder Paul. Come here. Talk to Clark. Paul says that. Once you have received the promise, cast not away your confidence. Hebrews chapter 10 says, once you have received the promise and you have done the will of God, sit and wait. Don't get weary. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Wait on the Lord. Wait on
him. Romans 8. Hello, 31. I'm talking, we still talking about keep thinking.
Yes.
What shall we then say to these things?
If God be for us.
Well.
If God be for us.
Yes.
I didn't say the welfare office. I didn't say number 45.
Wow.
I said, God be for us.
Yeah.
I was talking to my boss who think he got my destiny in his hand.
What you say, Pastor?
What you say?
Right.
Talking about the person who signed that treasury check.
All right.
They're going to my bank account on time every 2 weeks. No, I'm talking about God.
All right.
And God be for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens in God for you?
Yeah.
Who can be against you?
Yeah.
Romans 8:32 say, watch this now. Paul trying to help you here. Say, think, child of God, think. He that spared not his own son.
Well,
God didn't spare Jesus, but delivered him up for you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how shall he not freely give you? God loved me so much.
Yes.
Even when I wasn't even thinking about him.
Yes.
Wasn't think about him, wasn't considering him, but he sent Jesus anyway. Allowed him to be crucified.
Yes.
When I was out there running the streets,
yes,
he let Jesus come. He said, the boy ain't thinking about me now, but I got a plan for him.
Yeah.
All right.
And because I predestinated him, and I knew him before he knew himself.
Yeah.
Because he out here trying to catch himself right now. He's trying to find out, Sister Mother, who he is and who he belongs to. But I know who he is before the beginning of time.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory. My God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
He will freely give. If he sent Jesus for me, the man loved me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 8:33. I'm still thinking. I'm still reflecting.
Yeah.
Who shall lay anything?
Who?
Who? Shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
That's right.
If you don't think you God's elect, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Right.
Just because you don't live the way you're supposed to, just because you don't treat people the way you're supposed to, you are God's elect.
Yeah.
You better start walking worthy of your calling. Time out for the okie doke.
That's right.
And that's what he said.
That's it, brother.
Get right with God and do what he called you to do.
Amen.
You are his left. Stop claiming the promises that he got for you.
Amen.
After a while, we got to push back on some stuff.
Yes,
I know it don't feel good. I know we want to do it to feel good. But sometimes we just got to say, catch us. Nah, I guess I'll wait a little. I think a little. I'll hold back a little bit on that
that's
one.
Right. That's
wow.
Right.
Because I want the bigger game.
Uh-huh.
I want more of what he got for me.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me here?
Yeah.
I want to see what all he got for me.
That's right.
In order for him to give me what he got for me, I got to show that I'm committed to him.
Yeah.
I got to show that I'm committed and sold out for him. I'm willing to give up some stuff. He gave up his son. I can give up some stuff. Oh, I come to the word now. Can I tell y'all? You need to know how to push through the pain.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the word push means to press forward. Watch it, Deacon Bailey. Energetically. Against opposition.
Yes.
An advance, pushing forward. It's an advance that overcomes obstacles.
Right.
That means you ain't walking without a purpose.
Right.
That anything get in your way and stops you.
Uh-huh.
You get an email that stop you. You get a phone call you don't like, it stop you. Somebody look at you funny in church, you don't want to do what the church called you to do.
Yeah.
No, when you push forward energetically with a purpose, it overcomes all obstacles.
Right.
That means if I got a charge to keep James out there, you get in my way, you will get ran over.
Wow.
All right.
My God.
Not because I don't like you, because I got a charge to keep out there and a God that will respond. The Bible tells me that God is not a respecter of persons.
Yeah.
That means that his will be performed.
Right.
I just wanted him, I want to be the vessel that he used. know what he's talking about. He said, I'll give you a little spiritualness. You think what Pastor just gave me is not spiritual enough? Philippians chapter 3 and verse 40 says, I press toward the mark.
Come on now.
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing. Pressing make me want to sweat blood sometimes. But I got to press forward.
Yes.
It made me look like I'm fanatical about what I'm doing. Yeah, because I got to press.
Come on,
I got to work while it's daytime, because the night is coming. Oh, and I tell you, got to push through some pain. Oh,
yes, God.
Oh, pain. Oh, everybody here should be familiar with some pain. Can I get a witness up in here? But can I give you the spiritual definition of pain? Pain is acute, mental, emotional, or physical distress or suffering. I'm not talking about a little tiny bitty toothache. And y'all know if you get a really bad toothache, and that's bad. Grandma used to tell me, said, toothache is dog sickness. Because that's something that you just can't deal with and you can't get rid of. I mean, that's something that a dog, only dogs have to put up with. And y'all know it, if Advil or Tylenol don't work, what y'all do is get y'all a shot of something, and y'all take it with some Advil. Keep it real up in here. But check me out. I'm still in the book. I'm still in the book. Pain, sister failure, is acute mental or emotional distress. That means that when the enemy has attacked me on all fronts, I don't just suffer physically, but I'm suffering mentally in my mind. Deep down in my spirit, I am grieved.
Texas.
it's all about.
That's right.
Paul said, I'm a survivor. And Paul said, if I tell you of my life, I'll let you see the example of a survivor.
Right.
He said, I'm no different than you, Paul said.
Well,
I'm no different. Paul said that I was just like you. I was the bad of the bad. Paul said, I was evil. He said, I was bad to the bone. He said, I get a thrill out of killing some Christians. I got a thrill out of crucifying Christians. He said, I would set them up, go skin them, and then kill them and crucify them. Can I get a witness in here? But that's why no one can understand. How can God use a man like Paul? If God can use a man like Paul, that means that we ain't that bad. We ain't going around getting some church and taking out a whole church and killing people. Y'all ain't hearing me. We're not bringing what should have been the wrath of God on his life. But God flipped the script on the enemy, because he took the enemy's secret weapon and used the enemy's secret weapon against him.
All right.
I know I'm right about it. Because Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9 tells me the story that Paul was on his way to kill some Christians.
That's right.
Yeah. He was riding on his high horse. And he was on the Damascus Road. And it said a great light knocked him off his feet and said, Paul, Paul, why does thou persecutest me? He said, who are you? He said, I am he who you persecuted. Don't you know it's so hard to kick against the prick? When you think you're raggedy, God allow you to live through some raggedy living life. So he can use your raggedy life to set. He will use your raggedy life to save somebody else. And just like Paul, when we decide to try to do a little right, come to church and show up, come to a little Bible study in Sunday school, and try to be a little bit faithful. You have somebody that you used to know. Or might even be some church folk.
Yes,
question if they're really saved.
Yes.
They get into Paul. Y'all think I'm in the book?
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul had to defend his apostleship.
Yes.
They said, who are you to come preach and teach to us?
Wow.
Aren't you Paul the crucifier?
Yes.
Matter of fact, we'll put the religious book on you. You didn't walk with Jesus when he was here. You were one of the 12. Paul said, hey, hold up.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hey, speak to the hand because I don't understand. I know what I've done.
That's right.
Y'all don't have to call a church meeting on me. I know what I've done. I know how raggedy I am. If you want to know how raggedy I am, don't ask nobody. Ask me. I tell you what I used to do.
Yeah.
But don't try to get me for what I used to do. That's what I used to do. I don't do that no more. Paul said, yeah, I met him on the Damascus Road.
Yes.
I want you to know, on the qualification,
yes.
To be a disciple was to seek the resurrected Lord.
Yes.
Right.
Walk with him. Let him talk with you.
Yes.
Paul met him on the Damascus Road.
Yes.
Right.
A light.
That's right. That's right.
Knocked him off his horse. That's just like us today. I can't tell you you're not saved. If you say you saved, you saved. Because guess what? Just because you just came down the aisle and told Gary to pass your hand, and can I ask you to give God your heart? God been working on you before you came to church that day. You were converted before you came. Your mind was made up and your mind was set to take that word that day.
you had an encounter with Christ.
Paul said, I took some stuff for the gospel. Yes, I did. He said, I was just trying to do my pastoral duty. Preach like God called me to preach. And they got sent me inside the city. They took me outside the city, outside the gates, and stoned me to death, they taught. My disciples, Paul said, my followers, came around, Pastor Paul, and looked around thinking I was dead. Realize now, they had stoned him. I'm not talking about no little gravels that you buy at Home Depot, the little white pebbles. When they stone somebody, they stone them with some big boulders, look like a little loaf of bread. Are y'all with me? They stoned him. That means homeboy had to be getting hit in the head, the face, his body. Everyone in the city was stoning him. He looked like he was dead. He looked like a hot mess on the ground out there. But after he took a licking, disciples found out that he was still kicking. Because he got up. What you saying, Pastor?
Say it, Pastor.
You ain't went through nothing yet.
Hey, my God.
You think you're going through some stuff. Paul says in his word, in the gospel, he says, we have not resisted unto blood, yet resisted unto blood. Paul said, ain't none of y'all right now getting your blood is being shed because you know the Lord. Ain't nobody stop y'all from walking in the door and say, you go in that church and act like you know Jesus. When you come out here, we're going to crucify you.
That's right.
So don't come in here. If anybody decided to come in here, no, they just being lazy, slow, and a slug because they don't want to come to church.
That's it, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor, not talking about it. It's saying, the Bible says, you're being a sluggard if you're being slothful when it comes to God.
That's right.
Paul said, I done went through some stuff. Been shipwrecked. Stoned. Almost drowned in the storm. Had a venomous viper, big bite me. I should have died. But I'm still hanging on. Why? Because I'm a survivor. And when you're a survivor, let me tell you now, here we go. You ought to use the stuff you went through to get you some stuff you're getting ready to go through. No, y'all didn't hear anything. If you know God did that,
that's right.
You ought to know what he's getting ready. That is ready. This is nothing for him to do. That's why when Paul know they was getting ready to take him out, he testifies to King Agrippa. In Acts chapter 26, verses 1 to 32, he's standing again in front of King Agrippa and he begins to testify. King Agrippa knew the word, but Paul knew he knew the word too.
That's right.
Don't you let them devils in the club think y'all, they know, them people in the street know the Bible better than y'all do. Y'all heard what I just said?
Yes,
devil know the word. That's why all you got to do is keep quoting. Because here you go, he stands in front of King Agrippa and begins to testify to him about the goodness of God, how God turned his life around, and all the miracles God worked in his life. Paul says to King Agrippa, King Agrippa, you know.
You know.
Mean that you know what the word of God is. You know what the goodness of the resurrected Christ. And guess what? King Agrippa says to Paul, Paul, you almost persuaded me to be converted. What you say? You almost persuaded me. Guess what? If Paul could have sung a song, you would have sung 99 and a half on me. 99 and a half won't do. Paul said, I'm done with you. You don't got a word. Well, I want you to know I'm a survivor. So he leaves now, and he's about to close. He closes his book. But before he closes his book, deacons, he goes to son Timothy and begins to give him some good, clean instruction.
He
said, Timothy, preach the gospel.
Be
instant, in season and out of season. Regroup, keep preaching, Stephen. He said, Timothy, keep preaching. He said, because the time will come when they won't endorse sound doctrine, but they'd rather hear sermon with
itchy is, that they want to just make someone feel them good. Can I get a witness in here? He said, but you keep preaching. He said, make full proof of your ministry. Paul said, I'm not ready to be offered. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. He said, laid up for me is a crown of glory. Can I get a witness up in here? I'm a survivor, y'all. We're in a good group, y'all. Adam will tell you that I survived death in the garden because Jesus showed up and killed some animals and put skins on me. Y'all ain't hearing me. Moses will tell you that I survived the river because my mother put me in a basket, but at the right time, God allowed us. He allowed me to survive. Survivor. He came down through 42 generations. Walked on water. Healed the sick. Raised the dead. Can I get a witness here? Calmed the raging sea. Yes, he did. And he allowed his father to send him to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, can this cup pass from me? He said, but not my will. But let your will be done. They whipped him all night long, put him on the cross. Then he went to a barred tomb, stayed in a grave. That's not the end of the story, y'all. He stayed there all Friday night, all Saturday, but early Sunday morning. He got up with all power. All power. Power to walk right. Talk right. He said, I survived the grave. He said, death, where's your victory? Oh, grave, where can you hold me? Our Lord is a survivor. We are survivors. Once you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature. All things are passed away. Yeah. I'm a survivor. Stand to your feet.